Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Pastor Prophetess Royal Point Sienna Sprewell, and you have tuned into Matters of the Heart, where we say it everything that has to do with the heart matters. Amen. And I am the founder of Royal Point Sienna Ministries, Anointed Sabbath Ministries, and United Christian Kingdom Association. I am so happy and elated, as I always say, that you have decided to tune in and be with me here on this morning. I know the hour may be late for those of you, especially that is tuning in on the East Coast, but God bless you. You're going to be in for a treat. Last week, we were talking about how there's a time, there's a season for everything, and how that we need to get a hold and get a grasp of where it is in timing, where God wants us to be, you know, in timing, where should we, what should we be doing, and how should we be going about doing it? Because a lot of times we allow circumstances and situations to get in our way, and it discourages us a little bit as to what we should do. And matter of fact, I was just talking to a good friend here today about how we need to make sure that we are setting our priorities in place, and that we have boundaries set so that we don't allow other things to conflict with the things that are most imperative and important to us. Okay, so I'm going to go into a little bit of the word here shortly, but before I even get started, I just wanted to encourage you on today and let you know that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're faced with, to continue to be strong, my number one word is faith. I've always talked about if having the faith of a mustard seed and believing that those things that you're hoping and believing and looking for, that they're going to come to pass. It's nothing like having a lack of faith. That is where we get in trouble, when we fall back on the things that God has promised us. And we do that because situations and circumstances occur and we don't know how to handle them. And I believe that if I could be safe to say that has been everybody's experience. I don't care who you are. You've had something come along your life somewhere along the way that brought you about discouragement. You just didn't know what to do. I find that in those times, in those hours, it is a blessing to be able to seek God and ask him what it is that you should do at that particular moment. Even if you aren't a person that may be a dreamer or a seer, God will give you revelation in some sense, or even confirmation as to what to do through others. You would be surprised how the Lord talks to us and gives us those nuggets when we need them most in our lives. You know, so keep the faith, stay strong, stay encouraged, and that's my word to you on tonight. Do not throw in the towel. Don't give up. You will hear me say that. It may be repetitive and sound like a broken record, but I promise you, I'm not going to stop saying it. So as long as you listen to me, my broadcast, you will hear me speak the same thing over and over. Faith, 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 because that's what I live by. You live by what you do, right? So faith is what I live by. And if you live by faith, no matter what you're going through, you can always persevere through that. So what I want to say to you is to stay strong, stay encouraged, and don't allow, amen, those things, like I said, to deter you. Now, the word we're going to come from, like we did, which was last week, was Ecclesiastes. And I like Ecclesiastes. I love the passage of Scripture where it talks about timing, how important timing is in our lives, right? So that would be chapter 3. I started off a little bit in that chapter, but I didn't get to really go too much further because of time. And but speaking of time, right? So I'm going to start a little early reading in that, and I'm going to go back because I'm not going to go back exactly over everything, but I'm going to read a couple of those passages of scriptures and go back here, okay? So to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. You've heard me talk about that. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. And I think that when we consider the things that have been broken down or has broken down in our lives, that if we consider how we need to build, to evaluate ways and critical tools that we can use to build up our lives, I guarantee you, it's always say use three things, consider three things that you could do that could build your life and bring about a change for tomorrow. I'm going to keep saying that 50% of your waking hours need to be doing something constructive, because if you're not doing something with 50% of your time, then it's a waste of time. So what you need to be doing is reconsidering about 50% of things that you could be doing. I say use three, think of three key concepts or three things that you could be doing that are constructive to advance your future. Because at the end of the day, we want to be doing what we need to do as far as working in the kingdom. We are kingdom builders, and we're here to do a work in the earth. That's why the Lord said the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few, right? Because we need to be doing his work. We need to be making sure that the Lord is pleased with what we're doing. And he lets us know it's a time and there's a season for everything. And hour is getting short because the Lord is soon to come. So we need to be in the vineyard working and laboring in his kingdom, making sure that the things that we're doing are pleasing in the sight of God, not just in the sight of man. Because it's you can impress people all you want to, but if what you're doing is not ultimately pleasing God, then what you're doing is in naught. Everything that you do, you should look at it and say, is the Lord pleased with this? If you're doing something and you know that ultimately he is not pleased with that, then you shouldn't do it. I like the little saying what they say, what would Jesus do? Because if you are always reminded of the Lord, and if you keep him in your heart, let this mind be in me, that which is also in Christ Jesus. If you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, you'll always remember, like, some of the things that you're doing, maybe they're not as that's not pleasing to him. Be ye perfect, for I am perfect, says the Lord. Those are the words of God. So these are sorts of things that I like to talk about to keep the mindset, being mindful of what is it that the Lord wants me to do. Building yourself up. He whoever is in Christ is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things shall become what? New, right? So we want to be new creatures in Christ, and we want to operate in our newness, operating and walking in the newness of God, how we speak to others, repenting of things we have said, asking God to help us along the way, hosting the fruits of the Spirit. Because when you demonstrate and when you show the fruits of the Spirit, just like the Lord said, we are the light of the world. We are not the grain. We're the salt of the earth. The Lord said, if the salt loses its savor, what good is the salt? What is it used for? For nothing. We have to be diligent on making sure that we are pleasing in the sight of the Lord, that the things that we are doing, we're doing it in his timing, that we are making sure that we're being productive in the things that we are doing. When we do those things, we're going to accomplish greatness. I tell you, you're going to accomplish greatness, and that's where you want to be. You want where the Lord says, well done, my good and faithful servant, that everything that you have went about doing, I am pleased. I am pleased. And that's what you want to hear the Lord say, that he is pleased with you. A Time to Weep. I want to elaborate on that a little bit, because the day and the where we are in the Christian world, we feel that there shouldn't be a time for weeping. We think that there should be a time for gathering. And we're always talking about, it's my time. But sometimes it's not your time. The Lord allows us to go through seasons because we have to learn through those seasons. We have to learn through experiences. We have to be able to shed off things. We have to be able to take on and impart things into us, which could be the power of God, the elevation, going to a higher level in God, going to a different realm. Those are the things that are going to take us to another place in the Lord. But we've got to be able to embrace when we've got to go through those weeping hours. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. That means that there is a time that you're going to go through hurt and hardship and pain, agony, distress, discomfort, situations that bring a lot of sorrow in your life, times where you're going to be disappointed, when you're not going to know what to do. These are the times in your life that you have to be mindful, that you have to stand the course, and that you have to be strong, that you have to hold on to the arms of the unchanging hand of God, because his arm is strong and mighty. That's when you've got to look to the Lord and say, I will look to the hills, which cometh my help, for I know that my help cometh from the Lord. That's the time when you've got to rethink that, you know, I'm going to put my trust in him no matter what comes my way. When you consider those things in the Lord, I'm going to tell you something. When I think about, this is a good scripture I love, and this is what I have. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you and uphold you with my right hand of justice. Isaiah 41:10. That I have written in my heart. These other key scriptures that I love, that I hold on to because they're dear to my heart. When it talks about what God, how God is in control, what he's able to do for you. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. That's 1 Peter 5. Now, I'm in verse 6. I'm telling you that there's going to be a time and a season in your life when things aren't going to look so good, where you're going to say, how can I get out of this situation? How can I get out of this circumstance? What do I need to do to bring about a change? But you've got to know that you've got to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, what? Do what? Acknowledge him. That means to recognize, and he shall direct thy path. That means direct means to steer, to guide. He's going to direct your path, and that's Proverbs 3:5. So I want to let you know that you have got to put your trust in the Lord. You can't put your trust in people, and you can't definitely trust yourself, because a lot of times when you trust yourself, I tell the Lord that he is my rock, and my rock means that it's a solid foundation. That means that I'm leaning, I'm all my weight is on him. I'm shifted on him, because the Bible said that he is the head. He is the head, chief cornerstone. If you believe that, then you know that no matter where you're at, even if it looked like it's sinking sand, you're not going to go under, because you're standing on the rock. You're depending on the rock. You're leaning on the rock. You're weighing in on the rock, and the rock, I don't care, these people, they can say, and I'm not married, and I love marriage, and I have nothing wrong with people saying their husband or their wife is their rock. But I'm going to tell you that my husband-to-be is now my rock. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my rock. He is the man that I lean on, because men will fail you. Men will let you down and disappoint you. And those things happen in a marriage. But Jesus will never let you down. He'll never disappoint you. He'll never cause your heartache, anger, or any type of agony or tears, because he is solid all the way through. I want you to know that. I want you to get a hold and grasp that today, that no matter what you're going through, and we talk about the weeping hours, that you can make it through. And I know I've had a lot of them. You can make it through. And it never ends. We go through life because there will be trials, tribulations, and circumstances that you may not understand that you're going to face, and you don't know why you're going through. And a lot of times you say, well, Lord, shouldn't I be out of this one right now? But who are you to say what you should be going through? Who are you to say where you should be at? Who are you to say to feel what you think you should be doing? Because at the end of the day, God is in control, and he's in control of this entire universe, and he's the master driver of this thing. And no matter what we think we should be doing, he knows where we should be at and where we're going. And if you trust him, you will let him, allow him to lead you there. If you trust him, you allow him to steer you and lead you and guide you in the direction. You will say, Lord, even though it looks like I'm going through the woods, I know you're not going to steer me wrong. I'm going this way for a particular reason. It's an hour for this. This is my time, and I'm going to do it. Didn't I, Jesus? You know, I love the Lord. He was so strong when he dropped tears of blood, but he said, Lord, if it be so, let this cup pass me by, because he knew what he was in was going to endure and what he was in for. And we talked about that on last week, about his endurance and his trying time, what he went through, the suffering before the cross, how he had to bear his cross. A lot of times we don't want to bear our cross because we want things to come to us easy. It's not always going to happen that way. We can't expect to have it all and don't expect to go through nothing. And I talked about in other segments how we need to understand that we have to bear our cross. And no, it's not a fun thing. I want to tell you about, do you recall how Paul in the wreckage of the ship, when the whole ship was torn to pieces, and I'm guessing he said, "But Lord, I have to go through this." Did you? He said, "Look, I've been whipped, I've been beat, I've been scorned, I've been through hell." He basically had been through everything. He said, "But I have finished my course." All I want to hear is the Lord say to me, "Well done." I hope that's you. I hope you have the same mentality. Amen, because that is for us to know that. And if you get the concept of what the Word of God is saying here, then you will get it. A time, verse 4 says, to laugh. That means happiness is going to come your way. Remember I said the scripture, weeping may endure but a night, but joy is coming in the morning. That means laughter is going to come your way. Happiness is going to eventually come your way. All the hard work you're putting in, the success is going to evolve, and it's going to come to fruition. All these things. But you've got to do what? You've got to work this thing. You've got to earn it. You can't expect it to drop out the sky for you. We've got to know that we have to trust in the Lord, believe him, work for the things that we want, believe God, and it's going to come to pass. Amen. That's what I'm here to tell you. Laughter is going to come. Don't you want to hear laughter in your home and peace and serenity? These are the things that we believe in the Lord for. A time to mourn, a time to dance, okay? A time to be happy. And here the Bible specifically says to dance, a joyful dance. David danced, so he danced his way out of his clothes. Mary and them danced. They danced with the tambourines, and they were dancing of joy, bringing them out of Egypt. Oh, they were under the strict hand of the Egyptian. Help me, Holy Ghost. And I want to be able to tell you that when you are going through, just like the Egyptians did. Ramses the Great. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He's so good. Sometimes my mind be going so fast because of what I have to say and what I'm going to say, and I want to slow down and I can't recall certain things, but the Holy Ghost will bring it to me. Ramses the Great was they were under strict rule of him. We know that his fathers, it was several others before him, and he was under his strict rule. And when Moses was going about, I'm sure when he was looking at the sea, he didn't know what to do, because here he had the Egyptians on his tail, and therefore the children of Israel were crying and weeping and mourning, and there they is, you brought us out here to die, and they murmuring and complaining. And he's like, but God, I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. I know you didn't bring me this far for us to be killed on the sea, in front of the sea. I know you didn't bring me this far to die. And I want you to have that same vision for your life. You looking at a sea in front of you, an ocean that look like it's going to swallow you up. You look behind you. Don't look, no, you can't even turn back. Have you ever, you know what I'm saying? When you can't turn back, because when you look back, all you see is destruction. You know you can't go back to that same place. Hallelujah. I know I'm preaching on tonight, this morning. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. You can't go back. You can't go forward. And you don't know what way you're going to go. You can't see your way. But I'm telling you, there's a God that will open up the sea for you. He'll open up a way that when it ain't no way to be made, he'll make a way. Ain't that the type of God we serve? That when you don't even have an idea how you're going to make it through this thing, he open up an opportunity. He opens up things that you can't even, that's so far-fetched from your mind, that you said, wow, I wouldn't even thought of that. That's the way the Lord operates. Stuff that ain't even crossed your mind yet. He said, no, I'm coming. You think he's coming this way? He said, no, I'm coming this way. That's what I love about the Lord, because he's a genius. He is an absolute genius. I promise you that the Lord is a genius. I need to take a sip of water here. Y'all know I've been talking for 30 minutes. Bear with me. Next week I have my little intervals, my commercials, so therefore I won't have to do this. But I love it. That's what I do. So don't bother me. So, all right. I love that, a time to dance, a time to cast away the stones, a time to gather the stones, a time to embrace. Embrace what? Embrace happiness, as I was talking about, embrace truth, embrace love, embrace the hope, embrace all the things, the opportunities, and the things that God is going to bless you with. Embrace the peace of mind. You know, it's nothing like having hope. I love that. To hope is expectation. When you can, and hope, and that's why I talk about faith, it's unseen. It's believing and trusting God for something that you don't even see. It's invisible. But you have got to be able to have that glimpse that you can see it. It's invisible. It's an invisible glimpse of hope, and you're holding on to it because faith, you're holding on to something that's not even there in the natural, because it's supernatural. We trust God that's supernatural. An unseen God to the eyes of man is supernatural. Okay. Success, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away. I want to stop right there. It's a time to get, a time to gather. is a time to, that you're going to get those things that you've been believing in and hoping God for. There's going. This is what I'm talking about, a time to lose. There are going to be times where you lose things in your life, where you're going to say, I really hate I lost that. Why did I have to lose that? Well, the Lord said, it's a time to let go, a time to keep. Some stuff you can keep, but some stuff you can't. A time to cast away, a time to let go some folks, right? This is casting. Cast is to throw. A time to rent, a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak. I always talk about when the Lord is going to bless you and the Lord is blessing you, or the Lord shows you something, or the Lord gives you a vision, or he gives you a dream, not a natural dream. I'm talking about a spiritual dream. And you have these things weighed in and they're set in place, but you end up speaking. You abort the vision because you talk too much. It wasn't for you to speak that. You should have kept quiet. But if you would have hushed, then maybe that would have come to pass. But you spoke a little bit too soon because you got the bragging. You got the big-headed. You started to see something happen for you and spoke too fast. Sometimes you have got to be quiet. Gomorrah, if you go back and you read your Bible, Sodom and Gomorrah, and it talks about how Sodom was high-minded and prideful. And a lot of times, when you are high-minded, you talk a lot because you're attempting to impress others. Sometimes you have to be quiet, you have to sit back, and you have to allow your actions speak for you. Okay. This is one of a time to love. And a time, I'm at 8, to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Okay. Now, I'm going to go to another passage of scripture that I think is really relevant to what I'm speaking about right now, because people don't understand that. Let me get my, yeah, where I'm going here. People don't understand. Need me to that Psalms. All right. People don't understand that it's critical to understand the level of faith and always having your faith raised at a certain level. I love this one passage of scripture. I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit of this. Make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be, because I don't want to read anything as the wrong passage. 37 of Psalm states this: fear not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring what? It to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Patiently. Patience, patience, patience. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. What the word is saying here, that we should not be envious of people that have made it to the top on their own. They made it on their own ladder. They made their own way to the top. And a lot of times that was doing a lot of crooked stuff, a lot of deceitful or immoral things. But he's talking about if you go about the way of righteousness to earn what you have, you're going to have a long-term blessing. You might have heard me talk about that in the past. Cease from evil and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. I'm going to go jump a little further on here. Bear with me. I want to make sure I get this passage of scripture. I'm going to go here. I'm going a little further, y'all. Wait with me. Give y'all a couple more of my favorite scriptures. Psalms 91 says this: He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the what? Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I what? Didn't I talk about this earlier? Trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare and the fowler and from the noiseless pestilence. All of these things that's happening in your life that's causing you heartache, turmoil, pain, distress, agony, that's picking at your head, those things that's causing you pressure, the Lord says, listen, he's going to deliver these things from you. He shall cover thee with his, come on, let's read this word tonight, feathers. And under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Praise be to God. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor by the arrow flight by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor in the destruction of the wasted at the noonday. Listen, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. The Lord said, no matter what's coming, what's going on in this world, what's happening, all the turmoil that's going on, all the tragedies, none of this is going to come near your house. None of this is going to come unto you because you trust in the Lord, because he's protecting you, because he's got you covered. He's got you up under his wings. Listen here. 8 says, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even of the Most High, thy habitation. That means you resting in God. That means you're going into the secret place. Despite what you see, despite the circumstances, no matter what's going on around you and who doing what, you're resting in the arms of the Almighty. You have allowed this secret place to become your inhabitants because you're saying, Lord, I don't want to be involved in all of the wickedness that's going on and everything everybody is doing. I'm seeing these things. The Lord, it says it right here. He says that your eyes, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold thus to see the reward of the wickedness of the wicked and the wickedness of the people. You're going to behold these things with your eyes, and you're going to see it, says the Lord. But you've got to be able to get into a place, okay? 10 says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Thy dwelling, what is your dwelling place? Most folks' dwelling is their home, your body, your dwelling, the sickness that's upon the Egyptians. Remember they said that the Lord said he wasn't going to allow the sickness that was the Egyptians were having to come on the children of Israel. That means they were going to be protected. He'll even protect you from sickness and illness that's in the land that the people are getting, because God is he covers his people. Listen here. These plagues, all of this stuff that's going on, this stuff is not going to come nigh unto you. It says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. This is a promise that he gave Jesus. The angels will protect him. That's why Satan came to him and said, throw yourself down for him, because the angels won't allow you to dash your foot against a stone. He know the word. He know the word better than us. But I'm here to tell you this one thing, that if you believe in the power of God and what he can do for you, he's not going to allow these things to come your way and to cause you turmoil, heart, and pain. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. There it is, right there. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adder and the young lions, and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I don't need to go any further. But what I'm saying, ultimately, I know you understand that the Lord is saying he's going to protect us. He's going to lead us. He's going to guide us into all truths. And if you trust in the Lord and in what he's saying and in his mighty hand, I guarantee you that you're going to be okay. But you've got to get to a place where you trust God despite of what's going on in your life, despite your situations and your circumstances. And I know that a lot of times those things can be hard to do because you can be overcome by what life has to really offer and what's happening. But what I found is that you've got to just stay in there. You've got to stick in there. You've got to go through, fight against the wiles of the evilness, and you've got to stick to the course. You detour, then that's where trouble happens. That's when really things get out of control, and you really can get in bad situation and get in a negative light. But I am so glad, amen, that I was able to share this powerful word with you. I think that the word is such a powerful instrument. It's one of the most powerful instruments that we have as saints and children of the Lord. That it is our weapon. Didn't he say the word is a sword? The word is activated like a two-edged sword. If we operate and use this properly, this word can help bring about so much change in our lives, because it actually cuts up things that should not be there. And it can craft your life. You can craft your life with the word of God. I know that may be a little deep what I'm saying, but for some of you, you got it. So, what we want to do and what we want to be able to do is to make sure that we're hearing clearly from the Lord, clearly in our objectives and the things that we should be doing to enhance the kingdom of God and sticking to the course. Last week we talked about some terms about the seed and sowing being a good sower, and I talked about being a sower of your time and things that you should do. And I think that if you do that, I promise you, you're going to see greatness and good things come your way. It's not easy to walk a walk as a Christian. And if anybody tells you that, they're telling you a flat out lie, because I know some people say, oh, it's nothing. You know, either you live the life or you don't. Well, that's not necessarily true, because we are faced with trials. You know, every day is a new situation. Don't you know that every day you're faced with new obstacles? Every day of your life you're going to experience something that you probably didn't even have never experienced before. Not saying that some things can't be repetitive or redundant, but and that is definitely true, that we have some situation that happen often, you know, but there's always some situation or somebody new that you got to deal with that you have never dealt before, and sometimes that can end up being in a negative situation or a negative light, and you've got to learn how you're going to face that situation, or you got to learn how you're going to face that individual, and how you're going to succumb or get past that situation without risking your integrity, without jeopardizing your Christianity. And those are a lot of things. It's something to really consider and to think about, because it's easy to get out of character dealing with people, because people will push you to the point, well, they'll cause you to get out of character. But that's not what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to continue to be, as I said, the light of the world. We are to represent him. Remember when I talked about the Lord said, let them be in us as we are one. The Lord and the Father are one, so we are to be one with them. Amen. So what I'm telling you is this is not hard. It can be done. Yes, it's going to be difficult days. Yes, you're going to have your seasons and your time where you're going to have some weeping, where you're going to be upset, where you're not going to know what to do and how to do it. But I guarantee you, if you stick the course and you continue, and that's why prayer is essential every day, reading your Bible is essential, all these things matter. And sometimes I'll be really, really tired. I'm not going to tell you no story. And I'll go in there, and before the light's out, I'm going to read my word, because it's imperative that you read your Bible, that you pray, that you meditate on the Lord. I'm not talking about no weird meditation. I'm talking about sometimes I'll be just sitting up, I'll just be sitting up talking to the Lord. I'll be sitting there and I'm just talking to the Lord. Nobody don't even know. I'm just talking to the Lord because I'm letting him know about this situation. And I'm just saying, now, Lord, you see, and I'm talking to him just like you probably would talk to your neighbor, your husband, your wife, your best friend, you know, with respect. I believe it's imperative that I know a lot of folks, they're like, oh, God is down to earth. I can just talk to him any kind. No, you can't. Do you know who God is? That's just like, I want you to get the mindset of this, right? So you can understand. Okay, so if you're talking to the president, if you're talking to someone that's an ambassador, if you're talking to your professor, if you're talking to someone that holds a high title or a high estate, even if you are cool with them and have built a good relationship, do you still not respect them? I don't care if this is the best teacher on earth. Are you going to talk to your teacher like you do your friend? Are you going to talk about your teacher like you would your friend? No, you absolutely not, right? Because it's called, you have to have a difference in as far as that's where a boundary is coming to place. You can't talk about God like you didn't talk about your homeboy or your buddy. That's disrespectful. And I see that in church and in ministry, when people talk, oh, that's your God, that's my guy. No, God ain't your guy. God is God. You don't talk about him like that. You respect him. And I know some folks say, oh, you just being one of those uptight Christians, you just one of them folks that, you know, you don't believe in being loose. You know, we don't got to be all that strict and strenuous. It's not about that. It's a time. Remember, it's a time and a place for everything. You do not, I don't care what nobody say, you do not represent or disrespect God in that manner, because he is God. You recognize him and who he is. Don't you know that the children of Israel, when God spake and when he was talking to how holy God is, when he was talking to Moses, that they wouldn't even come near the mountain. I'm talking about when he came down in the cloud and was talking, and the earth, and it was sounded like an earthquake, and the mountains was rumbling and shaking when he spoke. I'm not telling you this to have a fear trembling from God, even though we should fear him definitely. But I'm saying the level of respect we are to have for God, because who he is, even Jesus, his son, we are to have whole high respects even when we talk about them, because who they are, the position he holds. This is the man that owns it all. He owns the world. He owns the universe. Okay, come on. I want to try to get on a break away from that, because I think we have gotten a little too loose
and gone a little too light on a lot of things that we say and do in the Christian world. And we've taken it a little bit too far. You know what I mean? They just say, oh, that's those strict folks, them the deep folks. They think like that. It's not about being deep. It's not about being strict. It's about having a sense of reverence for the master, for the creator. That's what I'm teaching you on this morning. Things, when I talk about stuff like this, it's to make you reconsider or to reevaluate your morals. It's to allow you to rethink about your ethics and things that you're doing. Are they even ethical? This is the stuff to take you back and say, you know what? Maybe I need to do, and some of that stuff will vex my spirit so, and I said, Lord, have mercy. Look. Jesus tell you, do not even say God's name in vain. He said, "If let your yea be yea, that means let your yes be yes, let your nay be nay, that means let your no be no. Do not be saying I swear in front of God and all of that nonsense and stuff like that. You don't say things like that. You don't say God's name with nothing. I do that. No, we don't do that. We don't say that. We don't do that. We don't do none of that. We reverence the Lord as far as Christians, and I don't know why the Lord had me go this route, but I think it must be something that he wants me to reiterate or to state so that I can get it clear, and I most likely will be saying it again. But I just want you to know that there is a lot of things, you know, that housekeeping, things we need to clean up, amen, in the church. Stuff that we've gotten beside ourselves, things that we're doing really loosely, but we don't forgot the sense, you know, of the urgency, you know, of the Lord's coming. And if we get that urgency back in us, you know, they used to say old folks used to try to scare you to go to church. But if we get that urgency back in us as to what we need to do to really please the Lord, I guarantee you, we wouldn't do the things that we're doing, and we'll stop a lot of this nonsense, straight nonsense that's going on, okay, what's happening. Another thing I want to do is to mention to you that no matter, remember I was talking about being encouraged and staying focused. This is the stuff that's going to get you there. If it's little things like this that kind of keep you in check, to keep you in line. You know, we live in an era and a day where they don't want you to say anything to people because everything is offending somebody. Everything you say is offensive. I'm offended. Oh, you shouldn't do that. I'm offended. This group offended. That group offended. I'm offended. I'm offended. I'm offended. Because we don't want no correction. 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 Because we want to feel like everything we do is right because we're in a self-righteous generation. Not going to even go there. But let's get our priorities lined up. Let's understand what it is and the things that we need to do to get ready for the Lord's coming and how we can bring about peace and happiness. And be able to have some sort of peace while we're here. You know, I don't believe that the Lord wants us to be miserable while we're on the earth because we're going to have so much peace and joy and happiness in heaven. I don't believe that at all. I believe that God allows us to go through seasons. It may be seasons where you'll go through unhappiness, and it's going to be seasons where you're going to go through nothing but joy and pure happiness. And there's people who have had a very joyful and happy life. I mean, have had nothing but good experiences. And there's people whose life that could come out of a book full of hell itself. So, I mean, it can go both ways, either or. But in any case, no matter what you're going through or what's happening, you have to be able to trust God. And that's the key, that the Lord is going to lead and guide you, and he's going to bring about a change in your life, right? Peter and Silas, is that it? Paul and Silas? as at midnight praying in the midnight hour, and the jail shook and the angel came. Listen, everybody has, Paul and Silas, everybody has, yeah, I got it, thank you, Paul and Silas, Holy Ghost, that every person is going to go through. You're going to go through your trials. You're going to go through your tribulations. You're going to go through your storms. You're going to go through those seasons in your life that are going to cause you a lot of discomfort. I mean, you're going to go through stuff that's going to shake your earth, shake your world, shake your world. But I promise you that if you trust the Lord, He'll bring you through. He'll bring you through with flying colors. He will bring you through it. And that's just, it's simply a part of life. And we've got to learn and be able to go through with it. Paula White had a book. Dr. Paula White a while ago had wrote a book some years ago, Deal With It. And I read a little bit about the book, and then it was some years back. It's interesting that we don't want to deal with nothing these days. we don't want to deal with it because we want the easy way out of everything in life. And it's not going to be that way. We're not going to have those easy moments all the way through our life. It's just not going to happen. I'm just here to tell you that. Sorry, unfortunately, it just won't be. But in the midst of it, can you have peace? Can you be comforted? Can you allow to help the Lord to help you soothe your heart through whatever discomfort and pain you may be facing? And I know some people are going through pain in their bodies. They don't feel good. You know, they're dealing with an illness or a sickness or something, or they're dealing with someone that has an illness or sickness. And that can be very, very hurtful and trying. And I think it's just we need to stick closer to the Lord. Amen. I just feel the need right now to bow and pray. Let me pray. Let us pray. Let me pray for you and let us pray with one another. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us, Lord, of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord, from all that which is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. We thank you, God, for what you have done and what you are about to do. I ask you, Lord, for those that are going through trying times and seasons in their life, Lord, that they may not understand, or they feel that are overthrowing them or overtaking them. I ask you, God, to give them strength and direction as to what to do and how to do it. I ask you, Lord, to look on those that are facing many other situations in their lives. May not be a trying situation or circumstance, but it may be a decision that they need to come to grips with, or they may need an answer in a particular opportunity. And, Lord, I'm just asking, Lord, that you touch your people on tonight, on this morning, that you get a hold to their heartstrings and show them where to go. Lord, we're talking to everybody across this world, Lord, no matter where they're at, whether it's the daytime for them, Lord. I ask that you're touching those that I ask that in the midnight hour in their life that you make it day, God. Lord, we ask that you show us what to do and how to do it, and whatever we got to go through to help us, Lord, to bear our cross. Help us to go through those situations. Help us and show us the way to go through those circumstances, Lord, because you are our everything. You are our light. You are our hope. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our strong tower. You're our provider. You're our wheel in the middle of a wheel, Lord. Lord, you are our great bishop. You're the great I am. You are God, our strength and our strong tower. And without you, we are nothing. We're nobody, God. We are wind beneath the wing. Oh, God, yes, Lord. We are sail without out, hallelujah, a sale, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. We thank you for the great turnaround, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the help and the assistance. We thank you for bringing people in our lives that are going to help to be those that are going to help. Those people are going to help bring organization. Those are the people that's going to bring happiness. Those are the people that's going to come in our lives, and they're going to bring shifting, but organization that's going to be in their staff. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for how you're going to do it. We know that it's going to soon come and it's going to happen, and transformation is going to take place. But we're leaning on you, God, because you are our rock, because you are our fortress, Lord. We're leaning on you because you're our shield. We're leaning on you because you are our buckler. We're leaning on you, God, because you're able and all time rests within your hands. We're leaning on you, Lord, because we know that our time is not your time. But we're leaning on you, God, because we know that if we rest in your time and if we lean in your inhabited, that secret place, we know that we're going to come out pure as gold. Yes, Lord, we might be going through the fire, but we're coming out. We're coming out, Lord, sparkling. We're coming out glistening, Lord, because of you. We're the clay and you are the potter, and you're going to create a beautiful work on your behalf. Oh, God, we thank you because we know that you can do exceedingly above, beyond anything that we ask or we think. We're calling on you, Lord, because you are our great bishop. You're our strong tower. Lord, you're our provider. We're thanking you, Lord, because you're everything. Without you, we're nothing, Lord. I said without you, we're nothing. And I'm praying for your people. I'm praying for those, God, that don't know what to do and how to do it, because we know that you are God. You are, Lord. We're following your footsteps. Lord, we know that we may not know exactly what to do, but we're depending on you. We're leaning on you. We're trusting you. How about that? Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God, because you are everything. You're everything that we need. You're everything that we have. Hallelujah. Everything that we should want, if I could say that, forevermore. So I thank you and I appreciate you. I thank you, God, for what you've done. I thank you for what you're doing for your people. I thank you for the timing. Help us to open our eyes that we see, Lord, what to do and how to do it. Let us not be deceived by the ways of this world. Let us not be set by the wicked devices of men. But let us go forth, Lord, anchored in you, trusting in you. And let us be dominant in the things that we do and being productive, God, in your kingdom. Let us be the light of the earth and let us be the salt of the earth. And let us, God, go forth, Lord, with dominion in this hour, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen, and it shall be so. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name because you are our rock. Hallelujah. Be to the King. King of kings and Lord of hosts is his name. Bright and morning star. Hananasiah. I just want to let y'all know that I love him on this morning. He's my very help in a time of trouble. Hananasiah. Glory be to the name of the King of the earth. Hallelujah be to your name, Jesus. Oh, yes. I love him on today, and I know you love him too. Thank you for tuning in to Pastor Prophetess Royal Poinciana Sprewell. I love you and trust the Lord as he leads you into all your paths, into all your various destinations that you're planning on going. Lean unto the Lord as he take you to your promised land. Lean on the Lord as he take you to your enlarged place. Lean unto the Lord as he lead and guides you into all truth. Lean unto the Lord as he takes you under his wing and shelters and comforts you despite what you're going through. I know you love him just as I do. So trust in him in your wee hour. Is that all right? Y'all be blessed. Again, this is Pastor Prophetess Royal Point, Santa Spreewa. I love you, and y'all take care and be blessed. And I'll see you next week right here at Matters of the Heart, Saturday morning at midnight Eastern Standard Time. Y'all be blessed, and I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.